tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. Today's story was inspired by Rabbi Safran from Aish.com. Our story takes place at Camp Fun in bunk G12. The girls on the bunk decided that they wanted to create Art Day for an afternoon. 21 girls gathered together during rest hour in a big open field for some painting and crafts. The weather was perfect. It was sunny with a gentle breeze. The leaves were rustling softly, and the girls set up tables with all kinds of art supplies, paints, brushes, colored pencils, crayons, colored paper, and glue. After they finished setting up, the campers were ready for their big art competition. Talia and another camper, Hallel, were chosen as team captains by the girls, and the girls asked them to pick their own teams. I would have preferred if the counselors made the teams, but the girls were doing this on their own during their rest hour. So naturally, each captain tried to choose the most talented artists to ensure that their team would win. Hallel picked first. She chose Meital. Meital was known for her amazing drawings, especially drawings of scenery like lakes and trees and flowers. Next, it was Talia's turn. She saw a girl named Alana, and Alana was known to be a very talented painter. "I pick you," Talia said, pointing in Ilana's direction. But instead, Lisa, a girl who was standing next to Ilana, started walking towards Talia. Lisa was a bit shy and very nice, but not known for her artistic skills. Talia realized immediately that there had been a mix-up. When she saw the excitement in Lisa's eyes, Talia thought to herself, she probably never gets picked first for an art activity. And Talia realized how embarrassed Lisa would feel if she had to go back into the lineup. I cannot hurt her like that, thought Talia. And she decided to say nothing and let Lisa stay on her team. The rest of the teams were all chosen up and the art competition began. Everyone was really enjoying themselves, creating colorful paintings and drawings and different imaginative crafts. Talia and Lisa worked side by side. They were laughing and having so much fun. At one point, Hallel came over to Talia and said, "Can I ask you something in private?" They walked over to the side. She looked around to make sure no one else was listening and then whispered, "Tell me the truth, Talia. There's no way you chose Lisa first for your team. I thought I clearly saw you pointing at Alana. Did you really choose Lisa or didn't you?" Talia smiled. She looked over at Lisa, who was happily painting a picture a few feet away. And she turned back to Hallel and quietly said, "The truth is, I chose not to embarrass someone and hurt her feelings. And for me, that was the most important choice." Hallel thought about it for a moment and nodded her head. "That was really kind of you," she said. "And I think that Lisa is having an extra great time because of you." As the afternoon went on, the girls finished their paintings and drawings and presented their final products to the art teacher in camp. Talia's team didn't win the competition, but it didn't matter. They had so much fun. They worked together and they made beautiful art. And Talia felt so happy knowing that she had made a difference by being kind and considerate and not embarrassing someone. And from that day on, Talia did her best to think before speaking, making sure that her words would not embarrass or hurt anyone, even when she was in a situation where she might need to correct somebody. And she became known as one of the kindest and most thoughtful kids in camp. This week, we begin a new Sefer Devarim, and the first parsha is called Parashat Devarim. Devarim means words, words that Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel before they entered Israel. Moshe, who wasn't able to speak so easily, overcame his hardship and became an Ish Devarim. And this Sefer is a whole Sefer of these important words that he shares. Moshe wants to review with the Bnei Israel different things that happened when they were in the Midbar, when they were in the desert for 40 years. And he needs to share with them mistakes that they made. There's something very important that we can learn from the way Moshe started this speech, or what we call rebuke. The opening pesukim in the parsha are a list of places. And Rashi teaches us that these are not the exact places where Moshe shared his words, his devarim, with the people. But he used the names of these places where the Bnei Israel made mistakes. And he was doing it in a general, vague kind of way. He was hinting because he wanted to be very respectful to the people in Israel. When we do need to share with somebody that they made a mistake, we have to be so careful to do it in a way that doesn't embarrass them, because it's not easy when we hear from other people about when we did things that were wrong. As the Sefer continues, at times Moshe does need to be more specific with the people about the mistakes that they made. And he does so ever so gently, even when he needs to be direct. Moshe set a tone right from the beginning of Devarim, a tone of respect and a tone of kindness. An important message that we can learn from this parsha and from the story of Talia and the art competition in camp is that not embarrassing another person and thinking so carefully which words we use and how we use them and when we use them goes a really long way, not only in making the other person feel good and not embarrassed, but in helping us develop our own kindness muscles and our own self-control and thoughts in the way we relate to other people. I hope that especially during these 9 days, as we approach Tisha B'Av and we're trying to work so hard on Ahavat Chinam, on being kind and caring to other people, we will each make an extra effort to be careful in our words, in how we say what we say, and what we choose not to say, to make sure that we don't embarrass another person. And I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for all of Am Yisrael, all over the world, and especially for our brothers and sisters in Israel, and will help result in a speedy coming of the Mashiach and rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash b'mehira. And may this Tisha B'Av be one of joy and be a Yom Tov rather than a day of avel and sadness. Shabbat Shalom to everybody.